Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Nun. Sukkah Daf Nun, as we start the last parak here in Masechta Sukkah, parak HaChalil, HaChalil Chamisha V'Shisha. This parak is all about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the special Simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash throughout the holiday of Sukkot, especially on the second day of Pesach, as we get in, and then we get into the last day of Pesach, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. That's what this parak is about, and we start off by talking about the word Shoeva and Chashuva. It is a Simcha Chashuva, the Gemara says on Amud Beis. That's what the parak is about. So I thought a couple of days ago we spoke about Simchas Yontif in general. Let's talk today about the specific mitzvah of Simchas Yontif related to Sukkos and what makes it so unique. And this parak is all about Simchas Beis HaShoeva. What's the great Simcha? What's the great Simcha of specifically Sukkos regarding the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Remember, that's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Sukkah. Aval pisha kol ha-moados mitzvah l'smach b'hen, even though there's a mitzvah to be sameach, all the holidays of Sukkah, all the holidays, b'chag ha-sukkos ha-yisra shabbat mikdash simcha yisera. On Sukkos, there was an extra simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. Shneamar usmachtem l'fnei Hashem alkechem shivas yamim, 7 days, and it's described as is described in the next couple of dafim also. V'keser yosin, what they used to do. Erev Yom Tov Harishon, I misaknem b'mikdash makom l'nashim milamala, v'nashim milamata. They made a special balcony so the women could participate. Also, the women were upstairs, the men were downstairs. Kidei shelo yisarvu elum elu, so they wouldn't be mixing between the men and the women. Umaschilin l'smach b'motzoi Yom Tov Harishon, the simcha started on Motsoi, the first day of Sukkos, and then every day of Chol HaMoed, Maschilin Meachar Sheyakriv V'Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Right after they brought the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, they had Simcha all night. Right? We don't get sleep the week of Slichas. They didn't get sleep the week of Sukkos, because the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was really all night the Simcha. So the question is, question one, they're all going to be connected questions. What's the great Simcha specifically on Sukkos? Right, we know Simchas Yontif in general. That's what we spoke about a couple of days ago. We spoke about when Simchas Yontif starts and the Reb Chaim about two types of Simchas Yontif. That was what we had on Daf Mem Ches. What exactly is this Simcha? Number one. Yeah, and the Torah Shebich Sav also, just to note. Right, we know that by Sukkos in the Torah Shebich Sav, there are two Lashonos of Simcha. By Shavuos, there's one Lashon of Simcha. By Pesach, there's no Lashonos of Simcha. So even in the Torah Shebichsav, Simcha is emphasized twice. Right? It says in Re'ei, V'samachta v'chagecha, and v'hayisa'ach sameach, both by Sukkos. Both by Sukkos. So what exactly is the message of Sukkos? Next, interesting that in Chazal, when we say Stam Chag, it means Sukkos. Right, we say the Chagim, that's all the Chagim. But Stam Chag, like the Mishnah in Meseches Chagiga, Mishalo Chag B'yantif HaRishon Shal Chag, Chogeg is Kol HaRegel. Chag means Sukkos. Stam Chag. So why is that? Why did Chazal use the Lashon of Chag? And that's what Sukkos is, just Stam Chag. You know what you should emphasize. Is there something basic to the holiday of Sukkos that is the root that applies to all the other Chagim? So what exactly is the message of that, that the word Stam Chag refers to Sukkos? Another question. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva, Yom HaKippur Muzman Tshuva LaKol Yachar V'Larabim. Yom Kippur is the pinnacle, right? It's the end of Tshuva for Yachar and for Rabim. That's the day. That's the day of Chasima. V'Ketz Mechila V'Slicha LiYisrael. It's the end. It's the end of Mechila and Slicha. And that's why we all have to do tshuva and say vidui on Yom Kippur. Great. The question is, there seem to be some elements of tshuva that even go into Sukkos. They even go into Sukkos. Right? One of the most beautiful minhagim that we have on Sukkos is Hoshanas. And we walk around the shul, connected what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. But just listen to that tefillah. Hoshana, save me! We say it 49 times on Hoshana Rabbah. It sounds like, that's like a Yemim Noraim tefillah. It doesn't sound like a Sukkot tefillah. Hoshana lamancha, okay, sounds like we would say it on Musaf on Yom Kippur. Hoshana lamancha goaleinu. So why is it on Sukkos? And we're even going to have it a couple of days on Daf Nun Gimel, right, when we talk about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, right? The Gemara there says, Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Mehen Omrim, what they used to sing at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Some said, Ashrei Yaldu Seinu Shlo Bisha Ziknu Seinu. Praised is our youth that we did embarrass our old age. Elu Chasidim Vanshi Maisa, those are the ones that are proud about their youth. The Yesh Mehen Omrim, Ashrei Ziknu Seinu, Shekipris Yaldu Seinu. And some say, praises our old age that we atoned for what we had done when we were younger. Elu bali tshuva. So bali tshuva are also focused on at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Elu ve'elu omrim ashe misha lo chata u'misha chata yashuv v'yimcholo. Right, so it seems to be a tshuva element even in Sukkos, but isn't it over? Hoshana Rabbah, that's the final chasima. Right, so what exactly is the master? So again, A, what is the extra simcha on Sukkos as compared to regular Simchas Yantif, both in terms of Simchas Beis HaShoeva and in terms of the fact that the Torah itself says simcha, the chiv of simcha, twice by Sukkos more than any other holiday? Why is Sukkos, Stam Chag, is Sukkos, and what's the tshuva element on the holiday? So the answer, it's an amazing, simple answer. Rav Huttner points it out, but once we see it, it's so logical. And it just fits into everything that we know. There is a fascinating treatment of Sukkos in the Torah Shebichsav. If we look in Parshas Amoadim, we know Emor, Pinchas, and Re'eh. All have Parshas Amoadim, all with a different focus. But Emor starts off the Parshas Amoadim with Shabbos. That's a good kasha. We've had shiurim about that in the past. What's Shabbos doing there? But then we start the holidays. So what do we have in Emor? We have Pesach, and Yimei HaOmer, and Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. We go through all the holidays. And then at the end of all of those holidays, well, first, let's just read a little bit about Sukkos. B'yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, Kom Lechaz Avod Olos Asu. Shivas Yom Tekiv Yushel Hashem, B'yom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh, V'chulu. Eile Moadei Hashem Mikra Kodesh. Reperach Av Gimel Pasuk Lamed Zayin. These are the Moadim. We have a sum a pasuk. It's over. Asher Tikros Mikra Kodesh. Lakriv Yushel Hashem. These are the holidays. Milvad, besides Shapsos Hashem, besides Shabbos, U'milvad Matanos Echem, and besides all the Karbanos Nadava, U'milvad Kol Nidu Echem, V'chulu. Okay. Let's move on to the next section of the Torah. And yet, the very next pasuk, after we have this sum up pasuk of Sukkos, what does it say? We have a second rendition of Sukkos. We have Sukkos take two. Ach b'chamisha azo yom ha'chodesh ha'shvi, b'atzachan tzvos ha'aretz, t'chog v'atzchag ha'shem shivas yamim, b'yom ha'rishon shabbason, v'yom ha'shmini shabbason. And that's where we have the mitzvahs. U'lokach t'lecham yom rishon, p'riyei tzadar, kapos tamarim, v'anafes avos. And we have a chag osom oso chag lashem, bachodesh ha-shvi tachogu oso, basukas teshu shivaz yamim. The mitzvahs are mentioned in the second rendition. L'man yedu de rosechen givasukos oshavtis b'nei Yisrael. What is going on here? Just reading the psukim of the Torah. There's a major difficulty. The Torah finished mentioning all the holidays, including Sukkos, and then we have another version of Sukkos. We have a double Sukkos, different than any of the other holidays, which only gets one treatment. And it's not only that, if you look in Parshas Pinchas, all other holidays for the Korban Musaf, Pinchas is about the Musafin, all other holidays have one ayil and seven kvasim, one ram and seven sheep are brought for the Musaf. And if you look in Sukkos, you look at Pesach, ayil echa v'shivas kvasim. Shavuos, ayil echa v'shivas kvasim. Sukkos, elim shnayim, kvasim v'neshana arba asar. It's double. It's double. Sukkos has two rams instead of one, 14 sheep instead of seven. Right, so the numbers of the karbanos. Right, what's the message here? So if you look closely at the parshios that we just mentioned, if we look in the first section of Sukkos, there's a phrase that comes up over and over again. Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh is three times. Mikra Kodesh kom lecha zavod olosasu, Mikra Kodesh yelachem. In the second version of Sukkos, the word that comes up a couple of times, Shabbason. V'yom Rishon Shabbason, V'shmini Shabbason. What is that alluding to? Says Rav Huttner in the Pachad Yitzchak on Yom Kippur in Ma'amar Ches. And again, once he says this, we hear it. Remember, I heard this. It makes so much sense, and it's so true. Sukkos wears two hats. Sukkos is the culmination of two different cycles of holidays. Sukkos is the culmination of the Chagim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Sukkos is the culmination of the Yomim Noraim, of the Tishrei holidays, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. It's the climax of both, and therefore has double elements, has both elements. Mikra Kodesh links it to the other Chagim, Mikra Kodesh, Yelachem, while Shabbason reminds us of Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbason, which is also Shabbos, but it's also the culmination of the Yom Kippur. That's why it has double simcha. That's why it has a double treatment in the Torah. That's why it has double karbanos, because it wears two hats. It functions as, again, the culmination of the Yemei HaTishrei and the culmination of the Chagim. Shtayim heim hama'arachos shel kedushas hamoedim b'Yisrael. There are two systems of sanctity of the holidays on the Jewish calendar. Shalosh regalim v'yamim noraim. V'lamadnu eifu midivrei chachamim zal ki yachaso shel kedushas hasukkos l'chol hamoedim yachas kafulhu. It's a double relationship. Ki mipas asher hu amikra kodesh ha'achro mishalosh regalim. It's the third of the mikra kodesh to the shalosh regalim. Haru yuchosim es barechas kedushas azban shalosh regalim. It's the end of the cycle of all the holidays of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. That's a six month holiday cycle. Umipas asher hu amikra kodesh ha'achron biyerech ha'isanim. But it's also the last one of Tishrei. Haru yuchosim es kedushas azban shalosh yom hanoraim. Umeshunu chag ha'sukkos bazeh mikodmav b'shtei marachos kam yachad. Right, it's both. Shekein Shnei Hazman, a Pesach and Shavuos, it's only in the Regalim system. Ukemoche Shnei Hazman, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is only in the Yom Ha'Arayim. Only Chag HaSukkos plays the role of both. Chag HaSukkos, Avavisha Mekoma, Bekedushas, Marechas, HaRegalim, Bekomakom Nechlabo Gam, Tochen Mesiaches, the Kedushas Yom Ha'Arayim. Amazing. So that itself is already a tremendous chiddush, but it makes so much sense, and we feel it. We feel it, and it's reflected in our davening, right? It comes after Yom Kippur. It's obviously connected, and it's the end of the holiday cycle, which we mention every time we have Musaf of the Chagim. But let's go a little deeper now. What exactly is the system, the Ma'areches, as Rav Huttner calls it? What is the Ma'areches of the Shalosh Regalim, and what's the Ma'areches of the Yomim Noraim? So if you look at the Shalosh Regalim, on the one hand, we might say that there are three different messages that we're supposed to get. There's a Pesach message, there's a Shavuos message, there's a Sukkos message. That's true. But also, it's one theme. It's one connected theme. So they're independent, but within one larger category of Chagim. That's even reflected in a Ha'ara that if one ever heard before, you know, it's amazing. That we know the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, the six Siddurim, and we call them Zerua, Moed, Nashim, Mezikin, Kachim, Taras, Zman, Nakat. Why are five out of six of them in the plural, and only one is in the singular? Zraim, Nashim, Nezikin, Kadshim, Taras, Moed. Why isn't it Moedim? Right, that would fit in. Zraim, Moedim, and if you want to make it all equal, Zera, Moed, Isha, Nezek, Kodesh, Tahar. Why is only one of them, only Moed, is singular? How did that happen? And how do we not notice that always? Right, so... I think the Sifsei Chachamim, one of the Achronim on the Gemara, points this out. One can give two opposite answers, I think. I think he gives one. I don't remember which one he gives, but I think you can say exactly the opposite also. Maybe Moed, because each Moed has its own unique character. So we call it Moed in the singular. But you could also say exactly the opposite. All the Moedim connect to the same idea. And therefore it's all Moed. It's all one. So I don't remember, again, remember, I think he says one, and I'm suggesting the other, but I think either one. But either way, for our purposes, maybe the Moedim have three separate ideas, but they all fit into one. What is that? The Sefer HaYikarim tells us, Rabbi Yosef Albo, in Maimar Aleph, Perek, that we know, even though the Rambam has 13 principles of faith, the Sefer HaYikarim has three. He boils them down to three. The Rambam has 13 animamins, the Sefer HaYikarim has three. What are they? Mitzias Hashem, existence of God. Hashgacha l'schar va'onesh. Hashem is involved in the world in detail. Torah min hashamayim. Those are the three, right? That there is a creator. He's involved in our lives and he cares about what we do. And the instructions that we have to fulfill that is Torah min hashamayim. Those are the three of the Sefer HaYikar. Ve'elu ashloshem avos l'chol ha'yikar ma'shel odatos ha'elokios, says the Sefer HaYikar. Maybe one could suggest, if we think about it deeply, that the cycle of Moedim is related to these three principles of faith. And that's how Sukkos connects to the Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Pesach, what's Pesach? Pesach, if you think about it, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius. Right, remember the psukim in Shmos? Ein kamoni b'chala aretz, l'man da'azki l'Hashem ha'aretz. Hashem exists. Hashem's on the map. Right, his koach to change and to handle natural law, perform awesome miracles. Remember, that's the Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo. That's the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim and why there are so many mitzvahs that are zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki amofes hanifla mora, the miracle reflects sheish la'olam elokam achadsho. There is a God, the Yodea, and he's a knows, and he's involved. So maybe Pesach reflects Mitzias Hashem. Shavuos, obviously, Torah min Hashemayim. Shavuos is Torah, the second of the Yesodos. Torah min Hashemayim. Like the Ramban. The Ramban also in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvahs Aseh every single day to say Berchas HaTorah. That's the Ramban Shita. Berchas HaTorah is Daraisa. What do we mention? We recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Shenitzavinu lahodos l'shmo yisvarach b'chaleis. Shenikra b'Torah. L'tova agdola sh'osalanu. On the great Tova that he gave to us. Besito Torah so elenu that he gave us the Torah. Vodienu ha'masim ha'ritzuyim l'fanav. And he told us the Meisim that he would appreciate. Shebohem nanachal chayi olam haba. Through them we get olam haba. So if Pesach is existence of God, Shavuos is Tzarim HaShemayim, what's left? Sukkis is Hashkachas Charva Onesh. What does that mean? What's a deeper idea of Hashkachas Charva Onesh? We know the Gemara tells us earlier, we had on Daf Yud Aleph, right? The Machlokas, Anane Akavit, Sukkis Mamish. What's the message? Why do we sit in the Sukkah? But if we say Sukkis Mamish, right? Rabbi Akiva, I think. Rabbi Akiva, Sukkis Mamish. We went out in the midbar to Sukkot Mamish, to actual huts without food. So we received the Ananei HaKavod for that. We had tremendous emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. Right? The schar, that already started Schar V'Onesh. We performed Bris Milah in order to be Zochet, to be able to do the Karban Pesach. We started doing things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to then connect us. So it's not just the reality of God, which is Pesach, but it's his personal involvement in our day-to-day lives, his personal protection. And that's related to Schar Va'ones, related to our relationship with him. That's how Sukkot completes the Regalim cycle. So on the one hand, Sukkot is the end of the Regalim cycle. But on the other hand, maybe it's also the end of the Yom Ha'Aroyim cycle. And the question is, how does it end the Yom Ha'aroyim cycle? If we think about it, like the Rambam said, we have Rosh Hashanah, we're doing Tshuva, Yom Kippur! Keitz Mechila V'Slicha. What happened after Yom Kippur? What more do we need after Yom Kippur? Aren't we done? We had Tshuva, we had Slichu, Mechila. Right, so what's the message of Yom Kippur? So the Vilna Gaon points out, many quotes as Vilna Gaon. Something historical happened on Yom Kippur. If we go through the math, right, it's not just the tour. The tour says, why do we have Sukkot in Tishrei? Because if we have Sukkot in Nisan, where it really belongs, when we went out of Mitzrayim, nobody would realize that it's done l'shei mitzvah. It's beautiful outside. Maybe we're just going outside because it feels good. We do it in the winter as it starts getting cold, right, to show that we're doing it l'shei mitzvah. But the Gra says, it's not just, oh, do it 6 months later. It's a specific date. If you go through the math, Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai for 120 days, first time getting the first luchos, second time getting forgiveness for the second luchos, for Am Yisrael, and the third time bringing down the second luchos. Right? So on Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and brings us the second luchos. And then what happens? Then the next day, Chazal say, on the 11th and 12th day of Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and announces, we have to build a Mishkan. On the 13th day, he does all the collection. The 14th day of Tishrei, he starts building. The 15th day, the Ananei HaKavod return. The Ananei HaKavod, which left by Cheta Egel, they returned on the 15th of Tishrei. That's why, says the Gra, it's exact that we have Sukkot on the 15th day of Tishrei, because that's when historically the Ananei HaKavod returned. What's the message of that? What's the message of that? We already got forgiveness on Yom Kippur. Right, we got the second luchos on Yom Kippur. What were those 5 days? What were those 5 days? So Rabbi Tzio Solomon says in one of his sichos that even when somebody says, I'm sorry, and he gets forgiveness, the relationship still needs repair. It's not the same. I still need to actively do something to solidify that relationship, to show the other person, I'm not just sorry for what I did, I want to go back to what it was. I want to return to, you know, the previous, before I messed up. Obviously, I can only take it back somewhat, but besides apologizing, I go above and beyond for you. So in the days of old, that first year, how did we show that we really wanted to go back to what was? We built the Mishkan. What happens the second, nowadays? Dalan Minim and building a Sukkah. Right? That, we go out of our way. Those 5 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are always so busy. We're always so busy, and we don't say Tachlin in those days to show that we're involved in mitzvos. But it's always so busy because that's our asiya for Hashem, to show we don't just want forgiveness. We want to go back to what it was. We want that special close relationship, and that's the Anani HaKavod that comes back. And that's Sukkos, when we finally achieve that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what used to be, and Hashem wants us back also, the Anani HaKavod coming back shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in having that return. So again, Sukkos is a major holiday on the calendar, but it wears two hats. It's both the end of the cycle of the Shalosh Regalim, it's the end of the cycle of the Yom Noraim, and that is something that we look at Sukkos in this way. We feel it. We feel it, but now we just discussed halachically how it really is, and we should appreciate these 2 days as we're going through the Masechta. And we start this last parak, which talks about the unique simcha that we have on the holiday of Sukkos. This is what it's about, and this is why there's so much simcha on the holiday. Okay, we'll stop here.